That was okay.
I stayed at home.
I had a good winter break. I say ciao. The motorhome is too small today. Yeah.
You must talk very loud.
Okay.
As loud as you can.
Can we start?
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear me? So let's try to summarize the news for this year. I believe everybody knows about the three colors. We talk about that a lot of times. Just to remind everybody, from Melbourne, you will see only white, yellow and red to each event. Then obviously we have homologated five compounds, and we will select the compounds according to the track layout, severity and so on. So usual system, three compounds available to each race. No changes in the regulation. Last year when we met in Abu Dhabi, we were talking about possible changes, but at that time unanimity from the teams was required to change any regulation. This didn't happen, so regulations are the same than last year, with three compounds selected for each event, but the same three colors. So when you see a white tire is the hardest of the three, the yellow is the one in the middle, and the red is the softest of the three selected. We will give you the information about C1, C2, C3, and you can make a comparison. So as usual, we had to homologate the five compounds the 1st of December. We cannot change anything during the year. We have a new construction. The new construction is designed to try to better manage the heat that is going into the tire. We have also to check which is the influence of the new aero package on the tire, because obviously if we have more sliding, it means more surface overheating. So we made some work in order to reduce the surface overheating, to reduce the blistering we had last year, and to better manage the temperature that is going into the tire. We did it with new materials in the construction and new compounds that are designed with this target in mind, and also with a reduced tread that we introduced last year in three races. These are the main news for this year. We are now focused on development for 2020. We will announce soon the test plan for 2019 in order to develop tires for 2020. We decided to have a concentrated development test for 2020 until beginning of September. So we are planning to finish the development of 2020 at the beginning of September, because we would like to move on 18 inches tire testing from end of September onwards. Discussion on mule cars to fit the bigger tire, the 18 inches tires, and how to allocate the test session is ongoing with FIA and with the teams, because obviously we have an issue that is the 2021 technical regulation is not defined yet. That means that it's difficult for the teams to supply mule cars if they don't know which are the performance that are expected for 2021, or how to build a mule car for 2021. Obviously, a mule car is probably a 2018 cars adapted or modified to fit the 18 inches tires, but they have to redesign the suspension, they have to redesign a little bit the aero package in order to simulate the conditions that are the performances that are expected in 2021. To supply us a mule car that is representative to test the tire. So this is probably the most difficult point that we are discussing at the moment.
We'll know within 6 weeks whether there's any regulation changes for next year, or certainly any major changes.
No, I agree with you.
Does it make sense if there's no change to actually spend resource on 2020 tires if there's no real technical regulation change, and not rather spend that on 2021?
Don't forget that cars are changing anyway. Also, without any technical regulation change, the performance of the car is increasing by 1.5 seconds per lap as an average. That means that the performance is going to change, but not also. Last year we started to develop new ideas, both for construction and compounds, that we would like to implement in 2020. So that's why we want to run some test session for 2020, and we decided not to just to keep the current tire for 2 years. In terms of intermediate and wet, we are back to a situation where we have only one intermediate and one wet tire. Last year, if you remember, we had two compounds for intermediate and two compounds for the wet. One was what we call soft, both intermediate and wet, was designed for cold conditions or smooth tarmac, so less severe circuits. We have now a new compound for intermediate with a wider working range in order to guarantee the crossover towards the slick and the wet, because the wet, the extreme wet tire has a new compound, but also a new construction, I would say a new profile, especially in the front, that is designed to better resist to aquaplaning. So the idea was not to move the wet tire towards the heavy rain condition, but to have a better drivability in heavy rain condition for the wet tire. That means that we had to move also the intermediate in order to guarantee the crossover towards the wet, but also to keep the same crossover between intermediate and slick. And that's what we do with a new intermediate compound. While the wet is a new tire, both construction and compound, with a different working range that is able to switch on also at low track temperature. That's why we have decided to eliminate the soft version of the two tires. During the test, all the tires are available. That means that we had to find a way to make them recognizable. And that's why we have the hardest and the softest that are one white and one red, but without the brackets. Without the brackets, they should be for sure recognizable when the car is in the garage, in the pit lane. I don't know if they are, no. When they run on track, it's difficult. Okay, so you have to stay in the pit lane and see what they stop, when they stop. But we know that they are going to use a lot the C2, C3, C4, sometimes the C5, but the C5 is not a compound that is designed for Barcelona, and the C1 is probably one of the compounds we are going to select for the race, but during the race we have different weather conditions, so not really the best choice for winter test. C2, C3 and C4 will be the most used tires during the pre-season test, so they are recognizable.
We've seen your tires very shiny.
Yes, everybody's interested in that. We are using
glass tires.
Yes. We are using new molds. With they are chrome. There is a chrome treatment on the molds. We tested that for the first time last year with the Formula 2. The reason why we introduced this technology is that especially the Hypersoft last year and the C5 this year, C4, C5, the softest compound, are very sticky. And when you vulcanize, you cook the tire, it's difficult for the mold. Sometimes you see small imperfection on the thread because of this adhesion between the compound and the mold. With the new molds, they are a lot better. So they look nicer, but in terms of technology is better. But the specification is the same that we use in Abu Dhabi last year. Nothing, they are not different. It's just the surface, the finishing is more shiny.
Does it make it less draggy in any way?
Sorry?
I tested it on the way. Does it make it less draggy because of the sidewalls are also shinier?
No.
It just looks.
Oh, I don't know. I will ask to the teams. I don't think so. I mean, the change in the aero package is a lot bigger than. The surface finishing of.
Does it affect the grip at all on the first when they're brand new?
No, it's something that out of the pit lane is already. Yeah, it could happen that if they fit a new set of tire and they run just slow laps because of the camber. They don't use the external side, and when they are back, you still see the external side that is shining, but because it's not touching the track, but not because it's difficult to take off.
Same on the wet tires?
No. Only on slick.
Still in Turkey or where they're made?
They are made in Romania like last year, and Turkey is a backup. Yeah. Okay. You will see black tires. They are prototypes that we want to supply to all the teams because we want to test a slightly different construction to have, let's say, an anticipated feedback on some ideas that we have for 2020. So a good opportunity was to supply additional prototypes to all the teams here in Barcelona so they can give us a feedback. First test I can anticipate will be Bahrain. We will have a couple of teams supplying a second car for a tire development test. So we have a bit of time between now and in-season test to understand this new construction.
Two sets
per car, yeah. And we will have another prototype during the second test, but this is just as we do every year. It's a backup tire made in Turkey, C3 compound, same than normal production. It's just a back-to-back we want to make in case we are obliged to produce tires in Turkey. There is another news that nobody asked me, so I'm worried about that. No, about blanket temperature. Blanket temperature, we have decided to keep the maximum temperature for the front at 100 degrees, while the temperature for the rear tire is now down to 80 degrees. We tested 80-80 in Abu Dhabi, and the reason we did that in Abu Dhabi was to understand if the warm-up is still acceptable, but the running pressure are a lot more in line with the starting pressure starting at 80 degrees. Talking to the teams, in general, they were worried about possible issues with the front warm-up, because the front is a bit more tricky. They have to put some energy on the front tire. Right, nobody's worried about the rear tires, because last year we saw in a lot of races the out lap was very slow in order to keep the rear temperature very low. So there is, or some teams they were removing the blankets in advance to cool down the tire. So we decided to go 80 degrees, but because the front is not, sometimes it could be tricky to warm up the front tire, we stay on 100 degrees. With the 80 degrees rear tire, we have also the opportunity to give them lower prescription in terms of pressure. Okay, so if you compare, for example, the prescriptions we are giving here in Barcelona, compared to last year, we have 2 PSI less on the rear tire. And this is considering the expected performance of the cars and the 80 degrees prescription. That is all in the direction to avoid or reduce the overheating, okay, and to give them tires. Also, the working range of the new compounds is slightly different compared to last year in order to reduce the overheating.
Does it change also the plans for 2020 in terms of?
2020, we want to develop new compounds in this direction, so to make another step. And then obviously we will start also testing something without blankets to develop the technology that we have in Formula 2. But in Formula 1, the performance is a lot higher than Formula 2. It's like the difference is quite big. So we need to develop some ideas of compounds, some new compounds without blankets. This is a summary of the news for this year. Did I forget anything?
No, I think we must welcome the people who are in the back. Yeah. Come close for the second part, because there are many, many people who have not understood anything.
Did you hear everything?
Did you close, have any questions?
Yeah. Not? Okay, I will make a summary for you later.
2019 aero records, so it's made the cars slower. Compared to 12 months ago, they're quicker today. How much of that difference is track temperature, tire-wise, you got any estimate?
Don't forget, you are right about track temperature, but I forgot to tell you that, as usual, we measure the tarmac roughness, and we did it two days ago. And if I compare winter test last year, race last year, and winter test this year, there is a big evolution of the tarmac. Tarmac was new at the winter test last year, was very smooth, with a lot of grip coming from the bitumen on top of the tarmac. During the race was slightly different with the usual evolution that we can see, and now there is another big step compared to the race. So I believe that the influence of the tarmac is higher than, okay, the temperature is playing a big effect. We know that, and we have to consider especially the runs in the middle of the day. That are the most representative, but there is also an effect that is coming from the tarmac, the roughness of the tarmac. Now the micro is a lot higher than during the race, and also the macro is one step higher than the race. So in general, the tarmac is more rough than during the race.
In the past, Pirelli's always pushed to try and go testing in Bahrain, for example.
Is weather without like success.
This, yeah, I know, but is weather like this acceptable, or is it still a problem?
No, weather like this is acceptable, and it seems that we have eight days of testing with a good weather. The first part of the afternoon is the most representative, because in the morning we start with 5, 6, 7 degrees. It's a bit too cold. But in the afternoon now we had, if I'm not wrong, something around 18 degrees ambient and 23, 24 track. That is not what is going to happen during the race, but is an acceptable temperature. We are not requesting a wet day. You remember that last year in the regulation there is the option for Pirelli to ask for a wet day, also with artificial wetting of the track, but because the changes in the wet and the intermediate tire are not so big, we have decided to keep not to ask for this option.
So teams will not test the new wet tires, or are you planning to do any weather?
No, if it is not going to rain in a natural way, no. But I believe that when we have a situation of a rain during a race, because the tires are not so different from last year, they know what to do. We gave them all the information about the characteristics of the compounds and so on, so they know what is going to happen. Obviously, when you change a tread pattern, or when we change from 2016 to 2017 the size, or in 2021 the rim, we need a proper wet test. But in that case, we prefer to leave them free to do what they need to do. Okay?
Thank you
very much.
Summary for the guys at the back.
I will tell them.
There is somebody who didn't hear.
Who's on the side?
They can approach. Okay, so please come. Who didn't listen anything, please come close.
It's difficult because we have some numbers coming from Abu Dhabi, but I believe they are not represented. Give me a few days, and at the end of the first session probably, because I don't want to tell you numbers that are not really...
It's just around 1 second.
Should be a bit less. Yeah. Between, let's say, 0608, something in the range of that. Oh, buongiorno, eh? Ciao.
Buon anno.
Buon anno. Buon anno.
Do you think this will make for the fans easier to understand Formula 1? This is a step closer to get new fans?
You know, there are different approaches, because you have fans that want to know everything about technical details. and they were happy with what we call the rainbow, with all the different colors and so on. There are fans that told us it is too complicated, we cannot remind seven colors, or and now obviously for them, and it's probably the majority of the fans, it's a lot easier. And after three, four races, when you know that white means hardest and red means the softest, is the same for every race. But we will give the information about which is the compound we are going to select, the compounds we are going to select to the media, to the fans at each race, because we cannot exclude the fans that are interested in technical stuff from this.
And last one, Formula One will reach 1,000 races this year. How Pirelli sees the next 1,000 races? How do you imagine for the
I race? Hope to be retired at that point.
Not flying cars?
No. No, there are a lot of interesting, but also not talking about the next 1,000 races, that is a bit difficult to predict, but if you look at 2021, there are a lot of interesting rendering on how the cars could be. Obviously, they are becoming more and more in the future. But the technology is evolving so quickly that it's difficult to make a prediction for even for 10 years. Probably we are going in a direction where technology is playing a major role. Connected cars are the future, so sensors also in the tires are something that will be possible. Then we will see electric cars, maybe, I don't know. I hope not autonomous driving, because we want drivers in the cars. The future is also about autonomous driving, but hopefully we will have drivers still. Yes.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Thank you very well about the blankets. You said that the rear blankets will drop to 80.
Yeah, correct.
Last year was both 100.
100, and in Abu Dhabi test, we tested both front and rear 80. And it worked in Abu Dhabi, but in Abu Dhabi, don't forget that we had quite high temperature, and warm-up was not an issue. Then making some analysis from last year and also talking to the teams, we agreed that 80 degrees for the front could be an issue, because in some circuits, I think at Baku, for example, where you have a long straight of 2.2 kilometers and you cool down the front tire, and maybe then you are not able to put the right energy to warm up the tire in the proper way. So we decided to keep the 100 degrees for the front and go down to 80 from the rear. Starting from 80 degrees give us the possibility to drop the rear pressure a little bit, and this means working with a bigger footprint, reducing the overheating, reducing the blister.
We're already working on the 18 ring.
Yeah, we are working on the future sizes, but it's something we are discussing with the FIA and with the teams and with the FOM, because we need a regulation to design a tire. We need to know how the car is designed, and then we can make something for the tires. Otherwise, it's really difficult. In the past, and I am referring to 2016, it was an ongoing process. We had a few loops where teams were designed, were making some estimation, and they are making virtual models of the cars. They gave us the model of the car. We designed a virtual model of the tire, gave back to them, and they can fine-tune the model of the car in order to converge to, after two, three loops, to a final situation where we had a better idea of the estimated performances. But it's not easy. Can you imagine? The sidewall is a lot smaller. Okay, we will go bigger with the diameter to keep a reasonable size of the sidewall, but it will be a lot smaller. The current suspension are very stiff, and most of the suspension of the car is made by the sidewall of the tire. So in the future, we have to consider that if they hit a curb, they have to redesign the suspension in order not to destroy the tire or the rim or the suspension, when they hit an obstacle. You know? So it's not easy to do that.
Adesso mandiamo comunque tutti i file della registrazione, quindi l'avrete completo.
Se poi ci sono dubbi, siamo qua. Grazie.
Okay, grazie.
Grazie ragazzi.
In pratica si va verso il concetto dell'autostrada.